Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's Jamie Grace, and today's one of the episodes that I'm actually recording from my phone. So you can probably tell the sound is a little bit different, but I got this question in and I wanted to go ahead and answer it while the question was kind of fresh on my mind. It comes from Erica. She's from California. She's just kind of wondering, like, how does she face, you know, being single and getting out of her comfort zone? Now, she didn't really dig deep as far as her question, but I'm assuming she means as far as, like, how do you even approach the whole part of, you know, meeting people and getting to know people when that can kind of be out of your comfort zone to kind of put yourself out there? And I think the first thing is to accept and to be okay with the fact that for you, like, getting out there and meeting people and getting to know people, it might look different from what it looks like for other people, and that's okay. You know, of course, we can't just, like, lock ourselves in our room and say, oh, someday my prince will come. Like, maybe he is. Like, maybe he's the UPS guy, or maybe he will just show up for some other random reasons. Like, maybe that's how it works for you. But for the most part, we're going to have to leave the house and we're going to have to do things. But it's okay if it looks different than other people. I talk about this like every other episode because it just kind of comes up, but like, I don't really go to parties. I don't go to the club or anything like that. So I'm not saying, you know, oh, you have to go find the formula that works for everyone else, because I get it. Like, I don't do it everyone else. Well, what a lot of other people my age do. So I totally get that sometimes it's just going to look different. And so be okay with that. Don't beat yourself up if your story doesn't look like someone else's. Like, that's not the goal here. The goal is to be the best version of you. That's all you can do, girl. And then as far as getting out of your comfort zone, you know, start small. Like, maybe there is a young adult group at your church or another church in the area, you know, a small group or a Bible study. There's the app called Meetup where you can get to know people. And that's not always like always Bible study driven. That's like, you know, I know at least here in California, because when I first moved here, I looked at a bunch of meetup groups to join, but I wasn't sure if I was going to follow through with it. And I actually never went to any because my work schedule was crazy and I'm never in town. But there were some for like people that want to learn Spanish, young professionals that like to go bowling. Like, there were all these different groups and different places to hang out. Obviously, be super safe. Don't do anything crazy and just, you know, waltz into a room of strangers and be like, hey guys, here's my address. Come hang out in my house next time. But, you know, start small. Like, maybe those are some ways that you can get to know other people and kind of get out of your comfort zone. Because I hear a lot of times from young people these days, especially for many reasons, but I hear a lot of times, like, people saying things like, oh, like, it's hard for me to flirt with a guy. Like, I don't know how to flirt, or I don't know how to talk to someone. I just get so nervous. And so, maybe, like, let's not go from not talking to people and being really quiet all the time to all of a sudden being amazing at flirting and just being, you know, hottie patati of the room. And I hate that phrase that I just used. Who says hottie patati? Like, what in the world, you know? Like, let's just get comfortable around people. Like, get comfortable, like, just being around guys of the opposite sex, where it's a game night at your friend's house and you're all playing Monopoly or apples to apples or something, before you try to, like, go force yourself on a blind date or force yourself out on a date and you feel uncomfortable and things are weird. You know, start in some social situations, just getting more comfortable with being around people in a non-romantic context that are just friends, that you're just having fun with, and you'll hopefully become more comfortable around other people. And as the romantic opportunities present themselves, whether that's a date or someone cute in your class or someone cute at your job or whatever, you know, you might feel more comfortable to say hi or to flirt or something, and it won't seem as crazy. But again, don't beat yourself up for, like, if your story doesn't look just like someone else's story. Like, your personality is yours for a reason. It is a gift. And yes, we all can grow and learn, but don't change who you are at the core. Like, who you are, you're that person for a reason. It only makes sense. And so don't try to change who you are just to match someone else's standard of sociable or, you know, whatever. Just you're a great person, and I'm glad you wrote in, but don't beat yourself up. I'm pretty sure you're cool, unless you're not. Okay, so I'm just kidding. Everyone's great. You can always send me your questions. You can call in through the Anchor app. You can tweet me your questions or send me. Sometimes I see Instagram DMs. It's kind of hard for me to see them, but I'm on social media at Jamie Grace H, and I will talk to you guys next time. Okay, bye.